Yes, it's coffee time. Coffee. Cappuccino. Java. Yes.
Welcome, everybody, to the coffee break with myself, Aaliyah, almost said Yosef, with myself, Aaliyah, and with Yosef. And it is so good to be with you all this evening again. As I said last time that we were together, please let us know if there is any problem with the sound or with the microphones, because we did have a problem at one stage, but we have been testing like crazy, and so everything seems good. And so welcome to the coffee break. Missed you all last week. Yosef is fine and he is good and he is blessed, so we are back on it this week. And you know what? Tonight's coffee break, if you're joining us for the first time, you know, welcome to all the wonderful people who will be joining us for the first time tonight. And you know, many people obviously join later and listen to the broadcast later, but the truth of the matter is that tonight we have something very special that Abba Father has laid on our hearts to do specifically for the community that's on the coffee break this evening. Yes, all of you. And that was why we always say sign in so that we can see who's there, because tonight's coffee break is going to be very, very special, and it's going to be very, very beautiful. Because one of the things that Abba Father really laid on our hearts, you know, when we were praying throughout the week, actually, for tonight's broadcast and just our time together, is really what we need to be doing for one another as spiritual family and as people that, you know, care about one another, no matter where you are, what you're doing right now, if you're enjoying, you know, your lockdown, or if you're enjoying being on your own, or, you know, everything's fine and stuff. We cannot deny the fact that the truth is that we are all in a very, very, you know, different sort of time. And, you know, we need to know something very specifically tonight. We can always, you know, get to that point where we know how much Abba Father loves us. But there is sometimes a thought in our mind of, does my life matter to other people? You know, if I died tomorrow, would they care? You know, if I wasn't around anymore, would anybody notice? And I think that that's a big thing that is relevant and true tonight, you know, that we need to say that every one of us matter, and we matter to one another. We want to say that loud and clear tonight. So on the coffee break, we're going to have a wonderful time together. Like I said, we're going to be, you know, having a very different kind of coffee break. It's going to be a time where we're actually going to be proclaiming blessings over each and every single one of you individually tonight. So please don't get scared and don't go anywhere. And, you know, it's just scriptures that's on our hearts. We really want to be a blessing tonight to each and every single one of you, and say that from us, we really care about each of you that are on here tonight. Though we may not have met you in person, or some of you we have, we care about you. We want to say that your life really matters tonight, and that, you know, it matters to people that know you, it matters to people that don't know you, and it matters to us. And so from myself and from Yosef, we really want to say that tonight. We really want to say we care, we see, and we really, really just honor you. And so tonight we're going to have times of where we're just going to share a little bit of a word, but we're also going to bless you. And those who have fellowshiped with us in the past and have had Shabbat with us in the past will know that we take moments during, you know, Friday night Shabbat, where we allow people to bless one another. And we're going to do that tonight as well, even though we're not going to be face to face, and we're obviously not going to be, you know, seeing all of you, and that's going to be different. But don't worry, we'll be leading you through all of this as Abba Father has laid this on our hearts. And so, yes, Sudi, Yosef is feeling much better, and he's back on top of things, and I'm so grateful for that. And we were talking about this the other day, and I said to Yosef, you know, you have a condition, and sometimes your condition is not so good, and sometimes your condition is fine, you know, like someone that lives with, I don't know, cholesterol or diabetes or whatever. So sometimes it kind of flares up, and sometimes it kind of not, he doesn't have any of those things, don't worry. But sometimes, you know, it's just diverticulitis is very difficult to live with, and so you never know, you know, you could eat a nut and it could just make you nutty. And that's kind of, I guess, what happened last week. So Yosef, welcome to you this evening, and how are you?
I'm doing great. You know, Aaliyah, like you said, I'm this evening is going to be something totally different. And I really pray that every single one of us that join this evening, and even if there are people that will join later, just maybe to listen to how this broadcast went, I pray that it will really speak to people this evening. It is important that we, as the body of Messiah Yeshua, that we learn how to encourage one another in times that we face, and not only encourage, you know, as people, but as a body. As the body, we need to ask Yahweh to speak to us so that we can encourage one another as a collective. And this evening, it's also important, as Leah said, that we honor one another, and that we speak words of truth and life into each other's lives, because that is what helps us, and that's what enables us to continue running that race that is set before us. So I'm excited because it's going to be something different this evening. I'm also excited for the fact that I know that Yahweh's Spirit can move over the airwaves wherever you are. We don't have to be in front of you. We don't have to be in a building. We can just be where He is. And Yahweh says clearly in His Word, where two or more are gathered, whether you're scattered on the other side of the globe, we are together right now through the airwaves. And I pray that in this time that Yahweh will richly, richly speak to you, and that He will give you confidence, but not only confidence, that He will give you shalom and help you as you go forward in the days ahead. And it's not only, I want to say this evening, this is not because, you know, we're not doing this evening because of lockdown or because of, you know, the virus that is going on. I really do want to say this evening that, you know, the virus is one thing, and what's going on in the world globally is one thing. But we need to shift our focus away from that, and we need to shift our focus back to Yeshua and ask Yeshua now, what is it that He is saying to us during this time, and what is it that He wants us to be focused on? Because we can get so focused on the things that are happening around us and miss the mark and forget that Yeshua is now busy in His season. This is His festival time. This is His appointments with us, and He wants to share things with us. So it's important that we keep our eyes on the goal and not on the subplots and all the things happening around us. Yes, be aware of it, but keep your focus on Yeshua. So tonight, I pray that our focus will come back to Yeshua, and that Yeshua will really, really speak to you, and that when you leave here tonight, that you'll be ready for not only the week, but that you'll be ready for the months that lie ahead and the days leading ahead as we get ready for Shavuot. So Aaliyah, would you like to pray for us this evening, and then let's start?
Yes, amen. Abba Father, we just thank You so much this evening that You are so good, and that You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank You that You are the good, good Father, and that You always want to give us the best of Your heart and the best of the treasures that You have within Your heart for us. And Abba Father, we are so grateful this evening that we can be joined together from every single place where we are. And we just pray that You will come in and take control of every single thing that we do tonight. And may hearts and lives truly be touched and changed as we are gathered here. Abba Father, we always come with the expectation to meet You and to be touched by You and to be changed by You, to be encouraged by You and to feel Your presence, because what else is it for, Abba Father, if not to meet with You and be with You? And so we pray a blessing over every family that's here this evening and over every person, and this is going to be a special time. Abba Father, we are so grateful and we are so excited tonight, and we just commit this to You. Yeshua, we pray this in Your mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
So you know what, Yosef, I know that we're going to be doing some prayer tonight and stuff, but firstly, I know that we're going to share a bit of a verse. You're going to share a verse, I'm going to share something, and I'd love to know, you know, what has been on your heart for the community of believers tonight.
You know, Leah, there's a passage of scripture. I did a full teaching actually on this passage of scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 from verse 3 onwards, where Paul is speaking to the Thessalonians, and he is encouraging them and speaking to them and telling them how well pleased he is with them because of the way that they accepted Yeshua, but not only in the way that they accepted Yeshua, but in the way that they've become a living testimony to other people. And I really, you know, we have been in this doing, you know, it was first Seeking Truth in Torah, and then it became Treasured Inheritance Ministry. And for quite a few years now, we've been doing the Coffee Break. It's been a few years already. And there's been people, some of you that are here this evening, you have been here every single time. And I want to encourage you this evening to say, well done, good and faithful servant. And I want to read this scripture to you. And I pray that as I read it, that it will resonate in your heart and that it will encourage you. You know, so often we wait and we want purpose and we're looking for all other kinds of things. But what we actually just need is we need the Father to say to us, you know what, I'm well pleased with you. Not to always condemn us or not condemn, but to give us warnings and you know, prophecies and all these kind of things. Sometimes all we need is just a good word, a good encouraging word. So I want to read this to you this evening, and it says the following. It says, in the presence of our Elohim and Father, We never forget that your faith is active, your love is working hard, and your confidence in Messiah Yeshua is enduring. Now, I want to say this evening that some of you that are here this evening, and most of you, not some of you, most of you, I really want to say that I see in your life that your faith is active. I see it on the chat group that we have on the website. I see how the people are interacting. I see how faith is active, how there is this tremendous amount of love that flows from the hearts and lives of people. And some of you, we have had the privilege to meet face to face, and I know that Yahweh's love is active in your life. Yes, you go through trials. Yes, you go through hard times. Yes, sometimes you feel like, you know what, I just want to end this. But yet you still rise up, and yet you still continue. And Yahweh's love is working you. And it goes on and it says, and your confidence in Messiah Yeshua is enduring. And every single one of you that are here this evening, you have endured. You're enduring right now. Things in your life, things in your personal life, things maybe in your families, things that you're going through, but yet you still endure. Because your confidence is not in anything else, but your confidence is in Messiah Yeshua. And then he says, brothers and sisters, we never forget this because we know that Elohim loves you and has chosen you. And I want to say to you this evening, as Paul said to these Thessalonians, so I want to say it to every single one of you this evening, that Yahweh loves you and he has chosen you. He has called you from the foundation of the world, and he knows what his plans are for your life. He knows every footstep that you need to take, and he believes in you. And that's the most important thing for us, Aaliyah, to understand, is that sometimes we believe in him and we talk only about that kind of belief, but we need to understand that Yeshua believes in us too, that we can do what he has created us to do, and he has confidence that we will be able to do it as we surrender to him on a daily basis. So continue to do that. And it goes on in verse 5, and it says, we know this because the good news we brought came to you not only with words but also with power, with the Ruach, and with complete certainty. And he's saying that the word that came to them was not only just brought in word, but it was brought by the Spirit, and they received that Spirit, and they've taken a hold of it, and now they are doing more than just listening. They're doing more than just, hey, you know what, I'm going to listen to these things, I'm going to take these teachings, I'm going to receive it, and I'm just going to sit there. No, they took it, they allowed the Spirit to purify them, and now they are becoming a testimony, you'll see as we go on, to the whole province of Macedonia. So I want to read it quickly to you. So it says, in the same way, you know what kind of people we were while we were with you and the good things we did for you. So he's talking about himself. And then he says, because, you know, Paul says continually, he says, be an imitator of Messiah as I'm an imitator. And, you know, it's quite hectic for someone to actually say that. But Paul is confident in the fact that he's living his life as an imitator of Messiah Yeshua. So he says to them here too, he says, we came and we lived this life in front of you. And he says, because you saw what we did, you imitated us and the Master. And he says, in spite of a lot of suffering, you welcomed Elohim's word with the kind of joy that the Ruach gives. And I want to say this evening, some of you right now, you're going through a trial. Some of you, maybe you're facing things that are like a mountain in front of you. But I see still in your lives how you are holding tight to the words that Yahweh has given you. And you're becoming people that imitate the Master in spite, as it says here, of a lot of suffering. And you continue to welcome the word. And what he's saying by this is, it's the word that refines us. It's the word that purifies us. It's the word that gives us hope. It's the word that cuts sharper than any double-edged sword. So despite the fact that things might be feeling like they're falling apart, you're still holding tight to those promises. And continue this evening. I want to say continue to do that. And he says, with a kind of joy that only the Spirit gives. And there are some of you this evening, you have a great amount of joy, and sometimes it gets suppressed, sometimes it gets hidden away because of things that you go through. But remember this scripture tonight, where he says, this joy is found in the Spirit. Our joy comes when we spend time with our King. He goes on in verse 7 and he says, this way, you became a model for all the believers in the province of Macedonia and Greece. And I want to say this to you this evening. Let us, as a community of believers, not only you that's listening tonight, but all that will listen at a later stage, let us all realize these words and let us take hold of what Paul's saying and become imitators of Messiah Yeshua, so that we become a model for all the believers in the place where you are. Not so that people can look at you and say, okay, well, they better. No, but there are some people today, as we know, that are just believers. So let us help those who just want to believe to become true disciples in the way that we walk and in things that we do, so that we can show them that there's more to their faith and more to this life. That's what he's saying here. And he says, from you, the master's word is spread out, not only through the province of Macedonia and Greece, but also to the people everywhere. And that's my prayer this evening, Elia, that through this group of people that are on this coffee break tonight, that the word of Yahweh will spread not only in the places where you live, not only in your local community, but in the last days, that Yahweh will raise people up out of this group to be used so that the gospel can spread like it has never spread before. And I believe that that really is going to happen. Despite these pandemics, despite these things that are happening right now, Yahweh still has a master plan, and his plan is still far from being fulfilled. And then he goes on and he says about the faith, and he talks about, you know, you can read it in verse 9, in verse 10, he talks about how important it is that we live this life as an example. So Leah, that's what I really felt this evening, to encourage every single person listening with this. This is what Yahweh has for you. Don't forget what he has called you to. Never forget the words that he's spoken over your life. Never forget the things that he said to you, whether it be many years ago or whether it be recently, and you're still holding on to those promises, whether it be for your daughter, your son, whether it be for your own life, whether it be for your work situation, or whether it just be to do more with your life than what you're doing now. Hold on to the words that Yahweh gave you, because he is faithful and just, and he will complete them and he will fulfill them.
Amen. You know what, hey? You know what's so incredible is I was just so encouraged by what you were sharing as well. And I had this word just going over and over inside of my heart while I was preparing for the coffee break, and even last night just sitting and praying, and really just felt that you know, that people needed to be blessed this evening. And one of the words that Abba Father gave me was the word rootedness. And I sat with him for a while, you know, and he showed me this picture of a tree and just the roots running down and running so deeply. And then he gave me a scripture, and I'm going to read the scripture out to everybody tonight, because it truly is my prayer for each one of you. But also, it's something that I think that we maybe don't think of often and that we should. It's found in Ephesians 3, and I'm going to read from verse 16. It says, I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his spirit. Then Yeshua will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down deep into God's love, and it will keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide and how long and how high and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Yeshua, though it is too great to fully understand. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. And I want to pause there and say that, you know, even Yusuf, you and I were having a conversation this afternoon about God's love. You know, Abba Father doesn't say, yeah, be rooted in just the Spirit so that you can be obedient. He doesn't say, you know, be rooted in the power of the Spirit so that you may perform mighty miracles. He doesn't say, be rooted in, you know, me so that you can just bear fruit that others can eat from, or just, you know, reveal my glory. As we talk about a lot, those things are important. But more important than all of these things is something that Paul understood, and something that Yahweh longs to do for all of us. It says that may your roots grow down deep into God's love, and may that keep you strong. Our rootedness needs to be in Yahweh's love, and that's not a guilty thing or anything. It comes down to knowing I am loved. I am valued. And yes, we see this on social media and we see it all around, these little photos that say, oh, you are loved, you are strong, you are valuable, you are whatever. And it's great, and it's kind of like, you know, affirmation and daily affirmation, things you could say of yourself. But here's the thing about believers is that we know in our minds, because it's theologically correct, that Yeshua loves us, that Yahweh loves us. We know that that's true. But again, Paul's understanding of what this really means is so deep. He says, may you experience the love of Yeshua. And that's the big thing about rootedness. We can know in our minds, and we need to be honest with ourselves, we can know in our minds Yeshua loves us. But then we ask ourselves, have I truly experienced that kind of love? Because it's about being rooted in that kind of love. When we are rooted in that kind of love, we know that we are loved. And we know that as individuals, we are loved. I know that Yahweh loves all of us. But you know what? He loves us each individually with the same amount of love as he loves the next person. And that's the fullness of his love. He doesn't give little bits of it to each of us. He gives the width, the breadth, the height, everything that he is to one of us as though there was only one of us. And you know, I remember a few years ago sitting on the couch, actually many years ago, it was probably about 7 years ago, and I heard Yeshua so clearly say to me, I love you as though there was only one of you. Because I always had this thing in my spiritual walk where I always imagined when I was a young believer many years ago that how would, you know, one day when we die and there's going to be billions of us, you know, with Yeshua one day in the new, you know, Jerusalem. And I believe he's going to greet all of us and he's going to see all of us and it's going to be so great and we're going to behold him face to face. But there was this thing in my heart of saying, you know, how am I going to be able to speak to Yeshua if there's going to be billions of us there? You know, I mean, there's literally going to be billions of us throughout the thousands of years that humankind has been on the earth. We know that there's going to be so many of us there. How is Yeshua going to behold me? You know, and that was something that I carried in my heart from a very deep place as a young believer. And you know what? You know, the Father, I think, really came knowing and understanding that place and saying, Leah, I love you as though you were the only person I had ever created in the 6,000 years that humankind has been on the earth. Amen. And the thing was, he didn't just say that to me for me. Mm. He said it to me so that it was first for me, but it's for all of us. You know, right now where you sit, the fullness of the Father's love is for you only. You know, he loves you as though you're the only person alive that's existed. You were the only Adam, or you were the only Eve, and you only have this garden, and there's only you and the Father. And that was how he loves us, and that is how he loves us. So, you know what? The Father wants us to be rooted in his love so that we will know how valuable and how incredibly loved we really, really are. And I want to encourage you tonight that if you don't know, you know, or have never had that experience, or don't know what that really feels like in any way, just ask him to reveal that to you. And I think that we all are on a journey. We are all on a journey of experiencing Yahweh's love in different ways. But you know what? Just ask him and say, you know what, Abba Father, reveal that kind of love to me. Reveal, you know, so that I may experience it, so that my roots may run really deep into that kind of love. Because the truth is, even if you haven't experienced it, it still makes it true. Abba Father still really, really loves you, and there was only you to him and into his heart. And so, you know what, this evening, that's really, really what we want to tell you. We want to tell you, you know what, you're doing a good work. You're going to finish strong. And also, Abba Father loves you. And you can have that experience of his love and be deeply rooted in that love. And so this evening, what we're also going to do now is we want to take some time to have you guys pray during this coffee break. And what really is not so good, not so nice, maybe we need to do this on Zoom next time, is that we obviously are not together. But this is how we're going to do this thing. So there are about three things that we have on our hearts tonight that Yahweh wants you guys to pray about and to pray for. So remember that this is about blessing. This is about if there's something on your heart, sitting on your heart right now, Abba Father wants you to share it with him in that sacred space where you are. You know what? You don't have to be with us. You don't have to be with everyone else. We are actually together. The spirit realm has no limitations. We are together right now in the community and communing with his spirit. And so what we're going to do right now is we're going to give you the first thing that Abba Father wants us to pray for. And Yosef and I are going to be praying as well, but we are going to mute our mics because what's important is that you are praying where you are. And while we do this prayer, we're going to pray, you know, play a little bit of music. It's going to be instrumental music, so you don't get caught up in singing. And so it's going to be maybe like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. And the first thing that's really, really on our heart tonight is relationships, husband and wife relationships. And I'm sorry that if you're not married on the coffee break tonight, that's okay. That's okay. That's cool. You can pray and bless someone else's marriage. But if you are together, we know that Davi and Debbie are together. And so, you know, this is a great time if you're with your spouse, maybe you are, that the wife can pray a blessing over her husband and the husband can pray a blessing over his wife. If that is not your situation, that's completely fine. Because what Yahweh also wants us to do is if, say, you're sitting there and you're not married, or let's say you are married and you're still praying and trusting, believing that your husband will come to a place that he needs to be, then lift this prayer up to Abba Father, even if it's through tears, even if it's through bitterness, even if it's through anger, no matter where it may be tonight. Abba Father just wants to hear our hearts. He just wants to hear our heart cry. And if you're not married, that's okay. You can offer up any kind of prayer during this time. You know what? If it's a prayer that you want to be married, or if it's a prayer that you're thankful that you're not, because Paul was very happy that he wasn't married, so you don't have to be married. You know what? Whatever this may look like to you right now, Abba Father wants to give us the space to be able to do that. And so we're going to give you about 2 minutes to just sit. And you know what? If something else comes up, if Abba Father just lays something else in your heart that you want to pray during this time, you're welcome to do that. This is what was laid on our hearts. And we're going to give you 3 things. This is the first thing. We're going to, you know, allow you to have this time of prayer. And then when we get back, we are going to give you the next thing. And then we're going to pray together again. Yusuf and I are going to be praying over here, but we don't want you to have to listen to us praying. So here's your time. We're going to give you 2 minutes. Enjoy the music. Get into that prayer, and we will pray together when we get back.
Amen. That was a blessed time for you, and we want to go to the next one, And what we want to do this evening is we want to get each other to pray for one another. And how we're going to do this is we're going to start at the top. So the person whose name's right at the top, for example, so let's say we have Darby and we have someone above. So the person who's above you will be praying for you. So basically, I'm not so sure how to say that name, but dear Beth, we'd be praying for Darby and Debbie. And then Darby will and his wife will be praying for Christy. Christy will be praying for Ziva. Ziva will be praying for Tanya, and so on until we get right to the bottom. So I hope it's going to work like that and that it will be okay. I think, yeah, it works out. So that's what we're going to do again for about 2 minutes. Let's pray for one another and let's ask the Father to bless that person. Pray blessings over them. Pray that Yahweh will speak to them and give them encouragement. That's what we want to do. And then after that, we'll come back and then we're going to go to a time where we're going to speak some scriptures over one another.
Shalom, Sister Jody. It is really, really good to see you on the coffee break this evening. And I know I'm pointing that out not to say you're a latecomer, but to say hi, Jody. And things are happening a little bit differently on the coffee break tonight. We are spending a time of just blessing one another. And so right now, that's what Yosef and I are going to get into. You know, we've been praying about scripture that Abba Father just, you know, it's not necessarily a prophetic word for your life, although you can receive it like that. We're not sitting there saying, hey, we were given these scriptures, you know, as like the goal of your life. You know, we truly do believe that we receive them in the spirit, but these are more prophetic blessings that we want to pray for you as two people sitting here that love and care about all of you. And we want to pray this over your lives tonight, that this can be such a blessing to you, and that these scriptures are something that can just refresh you tonight. And so we have individual scriptures for every single individual person represented on this list tonight. And so we want to say these things over you. We want to read these scriptures over you tonight, and may they just refresh you and may they just bless you. But before I do that, I know that during the song, Yusuf had something specific laid on his heart. And so I want to just ask him, you know, if he wants to share that now.
I was just sitting here and I was looking at the names, and Tanya, your name came up really heavy on my heart. So I would like to pray for you, if you don't mind. I know that you're that side and it's hard for you to say hey. So I'm going to just pray for you. And I pray that what Yahweh says to you tonight will really be some confirmation for you. I really feel to say that to you, that it's as if Yahweh wants to confirm some things for you about who you are and about how he sees you. So I'm just going to pray for you. Father, I want to thank you this evening in the name of Yeshua, Father, for Tanya. And I want to thank you, Father, for her life. And Tanya, this evening I really feel that the Father is looking at you as a father would look at his daughter. And he's looking at you and saying that he's so well pleased with you in the sense of how you have set up structures and how you have put things into place to spend more time with him, to seek him out. And even though sometimes it feels like you don't have enough time and there's so many questions that you have in your mind about things that he has said to you before and things that you want to understand, Yahweh says, stay in step with me. And as you stay in step with me and as you walk with me, my daughter, I will give you everything that you need for life and godliness. And Yahweh says that he's about to infuse you with more of his spirit, that he's going to transform you from the inside out. And he's going to give you such an ability to understand not only the word, but to understand his voice. He wants to speak to you, he says, and he wants to give you fresh understanding, but he also wants to give you direction for your life, direction for your future, and he wants to give you hope. And I really feel to say that to you tonight. Hope is one of the biggest things that's on my heart for you this evening. And Yahweh says, I am going to give you new hope and I'm going to give you new vision so that you can see clearly for the days ahead. Father, we want to pray tonight over Tanya, and we want to ask, Father, please, that you will bind her up, Father, in your love, that your love, Father, will never depart from her, and Father, that you will make her strong in her life in this time, Father, that she finds herself in. I also want to pray that you will be as a God that comforts her, Father, and puts your shielding arms and your angels around her. I also want to pray, Abba Father, that you will seal her up with your spirit, that every place on which her foot shall tread, Yahweh, that you will be with her, and Father, that she will be changed from the inside out, and Father, that her life will be a living testimony to her relatives, to people around her, people very close to her, Father. I pray that her life will be a living testimony as she glows with your glory and as she spends time in your presence. And we thank you for this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to start off this evening. Thank you so much, Yusuf. Thank you. And I just want to start off tonight with the first blessing, with the first scripture blessing from me to Christy Lou, who is sitting here right now. Well, not in front of me, but on the coffee break. Christy, this is a scripture that I really want to pray as a blessing over you, and it really was laid on my heart, and it's found in Deuteronomy 3 verse 24 only, and it says this: O Sovereign Yahweh, and it's actually Moses speaking, and he's praying this to the Father, and he says, O Sovereign Yahweh, you have only just begun to show your greatness and the strength of your hand to me, your servant. So is there any God in heaven or on earth who can perform such great and mighty deeds as you do? And that is such a beautiful scripture, and it really is my prayer for you, Christy. Yahweh has only just begun to show his great and awesome might before you, and I really pray that he will continue to do so. And the next scripture I want to just proclaim over is Ziva. I really had the scripture on my heart for you as well, and it says this in Deuteronomy 33 verse 12, and it says, Moses said this about the tribe of Benjamin: the people of Benjamin are loved by Yahweh, and they live in safety beside him. He surrounds them continuously, and he preserves them from every harm. And that is in a specific translation, but in another translation, it actually says that the beloved of Yahweh rests with him all day long, and the one that he loves rests between his shoulders. And it's this picture, it's actually in the scriptures, this picture of this eagle, this mother bird with the chicks in between its wings and on its back. And Abba Father is just saying that to you, that the beloved just rests with him all day long, and he holds you up upon his shoulders and upon his back, and that he has you. So I pray this over your life, and just really believe that Abba Father loves you and he's with you, and you are the beloved of Yahweh.
Amen. I have for Darby and for Debbie, I have for Darby, I want to read the scripture to you that I really felt was on my heart. And Debbie, I have one for you too. So I'm going to read Darby's first. And it says, it's found in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4 to verse 7. And it says, rejoice in Yahweh always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Master is near. Do not worry at all, but in every matter, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to Elohim. And the peace of Elohim, which far surpasses all understanding, shall guard your heart. It actually says your heart, but I want to say to you this evening, your heart and your mind through Messiah Yeshua. And I really feel, Darby, I want to say to you that deep within you there is a gentleness. Deep within you there is this man that Yahweh is raising up, and I really believe that with all my heart. And I want to say to you this evening that in the days to come and the things that are still lying ahead, take the hold of the scripture and remember, don't worry about anything, but in everything, give it to Yahweh in prayer and petition. And I believe that he's going to open great and mighty doors for you. Then, Debbie, I have Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, and it says, but they who wait on Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And I really feel that in this time now that Yahweh is really wanting to regenerate what has already been placed inside your life, so that you can be, just as the scripture says, that you can be someone that will run and not grow weary, that you will be someone that will be able to stand up and never grow faint, and that Yahweh will use your life like you have never ever seen before.
Amen. I have a scripture for Sudi, and so Sudi, I want to really proclaim this over your life. And really, when I was praying, I just kept on seeing this picture of just you standing and just having so much strength. And Abba Father just really laid this on my heart, and I really had to go and find it, because he only gave me the verse, and I really was tackling the Bible to find it, and I found it. And it's in Joshua 14, and it's actually from verse 10 to 14. And it says, now, as you can see, Yahweh has kept me alive and well, as he has promised for all these 45 years since Moses made this promise, even while Israel wandered in the wilderness. Today, I am 85 years old, and I am as strong now as I was when Moses sent me out on the journey. I can still travel, and I can fight as well as I did then. So give me everything that God has promised me. And remember that when I was a scout, this is actually Caleb speaking. Remember that when I was a scout, we found the descendants of Anak living in great walled towns. But if Yahweh is with me, I will drive them out of the land, and I will receive what Yahweh has promised me. And Sudi, that is just my prophetic prayer that and scripture that I really want to pray for you this evening. And Jody, I also have one for you tonight. And it's found in Isaiah 12, verse 2 to 3. And it says, see, Yahweh has come to save me. I will trust in him, and I will never be afraid. Yahweh is my God. He is my strength and my song. And he has always given me victory. And Jody, I just really pray that over you, that you'll always be able to say that of Abba Father, that he has come and has given you always that victory and that blessing.
Amen. BHLC, I'm not sure. I always ask this. I'm not sure if it's Brandon, but I'm going to just say BHLC, and I have a scripture for you this evening, and it's found in Psalm 84 in verse 11, and it says, for Yahweh our Elohim is a sun and a shield, and Yahweh bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. And I just want to say to you this evening that I really feel that this scripture is for you, that Yahweh doesn't want to withhold anything from you because you strive to walk uprightly, and Yahweh wants to grant unto you favor and honor. So I pray that that will bless you, and that the scripture will really, really speak to you.
You know what? That's so funny, Yosef. Every time that you pray for BHLC, whomever that blessed person may be, we send you lots of blessings. But there's always just a a similar theme that always just runs, whether it be prophetically, whether it be through the scriptures. And you know what, Tanya, I have a scripture for you tonight, and this was really laid on my heart for you. And when it was laid on my heart this evening, you know, for you, as I was writing everything down, I really said to the Father, Ever Father, this is a generic scripture. And he said to me, you know what, I know that everybody says this one, but this is for Tanya. And hearing the prayer that was prayed for you, it's just such a blessing. And it is Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And it says, For I know the plans I have for you, says Yahweh. I have plans for you for good and not for disaster. But I also have plans to give you a future and a hope. And so this evening, I know that this is your scripture tonight, and this is for you. And I'm just proclaiming it as a blessing with you tonight.
You know, Leah, I was looking at Tanya's name too, and I wasn't sure if you had a verse for me or not.
I had
one,
verse, and one
came, you know, to my heart. And it's so amazing because it's kind of in line with what you just said. And it's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. And it says, And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And I really believe that. I believe that Yahweh is going to bless you. He's going to give you the plans that you have for your life. And Courage 19, I have one for you too, and it's found in Psalm. It's found in Psalm chapter 23 in verse 6, and it says, Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. I pray that that scripture will richly speak to your heart, and that it will bless you, and that you'll know that Yahweh desires to pull you into the secret place of his name, and also the secret place of his presence. So yeah, amen. Thank you, brother. So it is Brandon. I thought so. I remembered from your sign up a long time ago on the website. So I remembered your name. Yay. My brain still works.
Well done. Wow, we thought you were getting old. Yes. And you know what, Joseph, I know it's not coming up on your screen. Sometimes there are different names that come up on different people's screens. I know this is not coming up in your screen now, but Dear Butter, okay. I hope that is how we say it.
Yes.
We have a scripture for you as well, Isaiah 41, 10 to 12.
Yes, and it says, So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your Elohim. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be put to shame and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. Amen. I pray that scripture speaks to your heart. Is there anyone else on this list that we've missed, Aaliyah? Because on my list, I see plus two, but I don't know.
You know what? My
is.
Concern is sometimes someone is with someone else that's name isn't on there. But you know what? These scriptures were laid on our heart, and we are just proclaiming it over your life. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to our only song of the evening that we're going to play tonight. During this song, if there is someone with you, or there is someone that you feel we should pray for tonight, you want to put something down there, please put it down there. When we get back, we will pray together. And don't forget, maybe you would like to pray for us during the song. Hey, Yusuf, I'm throwing it out there. You know, you can always pray for us. We need the prayer. And so, you know what? We're just so blessed to fellowship with you tonight. This is an incredible song. It's one of my absolute favorites. It's called Your Will, Your Way. Enjoy the song. If someone is with you, put it down on the chat. If you have a prayer request or there's someone that you want us to bless tonight as a community, put it down there. Don't go anywhere. See you when we get back.
Come alive, river flows through me, river flows through me. Your will, your way, do whatever you want to. Kingdom in me.
The last bit of that song where it says let your kingdom invade our hearts, and that is just our prayer this evening. It has been so good to be on the coffee break. Let us just close off in prayer tonight. Abba Father, we just want to say thank you so much that you love us. Abba Father, you want us to be in a place, Abba Father, where your honor creates a shield around us, a shield from, Father, all the weariness of this world and the discouragement of this world and the depression of this world and the despair of this world. And Abba Father, I pray tonight that the blessings that you have prayed over our hearts and lives and that you have proclaimed, Father, for us, that these blessings will be a shield of protection all around us, Abba Father. I'm so grateful tonight for your love, Yeshua. Thank you so much that you are good and that you are kind and that you are wonderful and that you have so much for us. I pray, Father, that if we need that experience of your love so that our roots can go down deep into an experiential love with you, then Abba Father, I pray that you will open that up and that you'll break that open to us, Father, each one of us, and that, Father, our roots will truly be able to run deep into the experience of your love, Father, not just in our minds, Father, not just what people say, but for us personally. May we know the depth of your love, Father, even though it is unknowable, but may we experience it, every part of it and every facet of it that you have for us. Abba Father, I pray that you will seal up every blessing over every single precious soul here tonight, and that, Abba Father, that the blessings that you want to give them in the days and weeks and years and months ahead, Abba Father, that they will be released as you want it to be released, that, Father, in your perfect will and in your perfect way and in your perfect time, that those things will be released. And Yeshua, we thank you that you have things for us. You have treasures hidden in dark places that you will bestow upon each and every single one of us in your time, and that it will overtake us, Father, without us even knowing that we were going to receive it. We will receive it and we will be blessed and shocked and enthralled all at once. And Father, we are so grateful, and we are just so thankful for you tonight. And Yeshua, I just really want to pray that you will bless every single person that's here with protection over them and their lives and their families, Father, in this time that we find ourselves in, as everybody is just sometimes feeling anxious about COVID-19 and our families and everything that's happening. Father, it does not escape your attention. And we pray tonight that you will bless us, that you'll protect us, that not one of us will be sick, not anybody that we care about will be harmed. That, Father, you will just help us be vessels of light and love and hope in this time, one to another and to others and to strangers. So Father, bless every family represented here with that kind of protection. And Abba Father, we just pray for the world right now that's in turmoil, Father, for this disease that everybody is fighting. May we see, Father, exactly what you want us to know and see, experience, discern, and may we just know, Father, what you want to do in our lives at this time and protect us. We thank you for your shalom and for your mercy. And Abba Father, we love fellowshipping with you and love being in communion with you. And so we are grateful for this time. We commit it back to you. In the mighty name of Yeshua Mashiach, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It has been so good to be with you, as we've been saying throughout this coffee break. That time went so quickly, Yosef. I felt like we were here for like 4 minutes. That was crazy, but that was so blessed. You see what happens when you're in the spirit, you know, time stands still. And so you know what? We pray that each one of you will have a Shavuot Tov, a wonderful week, a blessed week. Just remember that we are in such a special time. We are in the time counting up to Shavuot. Yosef just did a cool teaching on Shavuot, so go and check it out, you know, towards having a spirit-filled Shavuot, what this really means, how we can do this during this time. And you know what? It's going to be a good week. I pray that for you and your loved ones. So take care. Peace out. See you next week. Shavuot Tov. Going to be playing out with, you know, a great song by Jeremy Camp. By the way, we watched this amazing film on Jeremy Camp's life called I Still Believe. And, you know, I didn't want to watch it because I knew the story. And I knew that Jeremy Camp's first wife had died. And I was beside myself like, Yosef, I really don't want to watch this film. And he was like, no, it's going to be great. And it was a tearjerker, but if you can watch I Still Believe somehow, some way, you know, I know cinemas are closed and I don't know, we can't watch it all together. So, but if you can at some stage watch this film, it really is a heart ministry.
Make sure you got a lot of tissues and you're ready to cry a lot.
Yosef doesn't cry for anything, and he was
crying.
It's a beautiful film because, you know, the song that we're going to play out with tonight, I Still Believe, was written after his wife's death. And but it wasn't just death, you know, it was so much that they went through and experienced. And wow, it's really powerful story. So you know what? Be blessed. There's always hope. Abba Father loves you. And we're going to see you next week, Sunday, same time, same place, same coffee cup, same coffee. I hope you're going to be there.
Different message.
Different message, but still full of blessings.
Take care, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Take
Shalom.
Care.
Scattered words and empty thoughts seem to pour from my heart. I've never felt so torn before. Seems I don't know where to start. But it's now that I feel your grace fall like rain from every fingertip, washing away my pain. I still believe in your faithfulness. I still believe in your truth. I still believe to bear. I still believe in your truth.